Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 17th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook announced new camera features for Messenger, including native support for looping boomerang videos, automatic background blur for selfies, and the ability to use stickers as augmented reality objects. The five camera modes on Messenger are now normal, video, text, boomerang, and selfie. 34-year-old Colin Kroll, co-founder and CEO of HQ Trivia and previous co-founder of Vine, was found dead in his apartment Sunday morning. The New York Police Department says the investigation is ongoing, but cause of death is allegedly a drug overdose. Kroll had moved from CTO to CEO of HQ Trivia 3 months ago. Canada's North, the company behind the Focals AR glasses, has acquired Intel's augmented reality technology profile, including the tech behind Intel's Vaunt glasses. Focals and Vaunt both use a laser embedded in the stem of the glasses to reflect images directly on the retina. Focals says it is about to start shipping, although it hasn't announced a firm date. Focals are meant to allow a user to see and respond to texts, get turn-by-turn directions, check the weather, request an Uber, talk to Amazon Voice Services, and more. North has stores in Brooklyn and Toronto, where customers can pre-order the glasses for $999. Last week, Robinhood's insurer questioned whether Robinhood's new checking and savings accounts qualified for coverage under the company's Securities Investor Protection Corp, or SIPC plan, as Robinhood had claimed. Robinhood has since removed the web page describing the checking and savings accounts and deleted its tweets about the launch. The company now refers to the program as a cash management system and says it is working closely with regulators. The Washington Post obtained a copy of a U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee report looking into allegations of Russian influence on the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The report claims Russian-based organizations used Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to spread misinformation. The companies were criticized in the report for their, quote, belated and uncoordinated response. The report is expected to be officially released later this week. Huawei announced its Nova 4 smartphone with a 25-megapixel front-facing camera in a hole-punch cutout on the otherwise full 6.4-inch screen. Huawei previously teased its View 20 phone with a similar hole-punch camera design. The Nova 4 uses the Kirin 970 processor and launches in China starting at 3,099 yuan. That's about $450 U.S. Lenovo announced updates to its ThinkPad L series laptops with Intel's 8th-generation chips inside. The L390 is 18.8 millimeters thick and weighs 3.2 pounds. The Yoga L390 with the flexible hinge is the same thickness but weighs 3.44 pounds. Both come with 13-inch displays, fingerprint sensors, and 32 gigabytes of DDR4 RAM. The Yoga L390 starts at $899 with a bundled active pen stylus. The L390 starts at $659. Both go on sale this month. BMW launched a premium ride-hailing service in Chengdu, China, Friday. Trained drivers operate a fleet of 200 BMW 5 Series as part of BMW's Reach Now car-sharing brand. The Chengdu service is more expensive than Didi Chuxing's comparable luxury tier. BMW is the first global car maker to obtain a ride-hailing license in China. Daimler and Geely are partnering on a competing service, as are Volkswagen and SAIC Motor. Finally, Splash Data announced its analysis of leaked passwords to create its annual worst passwords list, and number one was the familiar 123456, followed by password, and then variations of numerical counting. Companies are urged to disallow the passwords on the list if customers attempt to use them. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.